Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today we have a fascinating report to discuss, the latest trade confidence outlook from the BCC. Lewis, let me start with a question. What is the overall sentiment among SME exporters?
Alice, the news isn't great, to be honest. The survey shows that SME exporter sentiment remains very weak. Most aren't reporting increased export sales or orders. In fact, micro firms are even more likely to be reporting worsening conditions. Just 24% of SMEs reported increased export sales, with 26% seeing a decrease, and the numbers for micro exporters are even lower.
Wow, that is so cool. So the numbers show a pretty significant decline, I see, and how are export orders looking?
Not much better. 22% of SME exporters reported an increase in export orders, 51% saw no change, and 27% reported a decrease. For micro exporters, only 18% reported an increase, and 29% reported a decrease. So, SME exporters are consistently more likely to report decreased exports compared to before the pandemic and Brexit.
Yeah, that's quite a big claim, right? Let me just make sure I got the numbers right. In Q2 2018, only 14% of SME exporters reported a decrease in overseas sales compared to 26% in Q2 2025.
Exactly. And the data was collected between 12 May and 9 June, after a narrow trade deal with the US was agreed, but before any changes came into effect. The EU reset deal was also announced during this time, on May 19, but again, any alterations had yet to happen.
Right, so the data is recent, but the actual changes haven't kicked in yet. That's interesting. And what are some of the specific concerns from the businesses?
Tariffs are definitely on their minds. One micro manufacturing firm in Scotland mentioned that tariffs on exports to the USA are a concern, with 10% currently in place. They are worried if they go higher, it could be a serious problem.
Yeah, and the impact of tariffs on material prices are not yet understood, as there is not a sustained period of consistency. That's a quote from a medium construction firm in the East Midlands.
True, and there's also the uncertainty around Trump and all the tariff issues. A small services firm in the southeast said this will affect their pricing and shipping on a global scale.
Right, and a medium construction firm in the east of England mentioned tariffs are causing uncertainty with their automotive customers, which prevents or delays new programs of work.
William Bain, head of trade policy at the BCC, summed it up nicely. He said that exporting remains an uphill grind for many SMEs, and the smallest firms are finding it toughest of all.
I see. So what does he suggest for the UK to boost exports in the long term?
He mentions that smaller businesses should be able to export in a streamlined way, especially by taking advantage of e-commerce platforms. But in practice, it's larger firms that seem to navigate the challenges more easily.
Right, and the trade strategy sets out a strong framework, but it needs to be executed effectively. Over 40% of chamber members export due to the framework of support placed around them.
Exactly, and this level of advice, training and guidance needs to be replicated across the UK. If the trade strategy is effectively executed, it could generate economic growth in every nation and region of the UK, lowering tariffs and removing trade barriers.
That sounds promising, but the hard work has to start now. The government must work with businesses and chambers to deliver the strategy's action points.
Agreed. This means leveraging the expertise, resource, and place-based knowledge of the Global British Chamber Network to build, invest, and deliver on international trade as an engine for economic growth.
Lewis, thank you so much for walking us through this latest trade confidence outlook. It's clear that while challenges remain, there is a path forward if the right support is put in place.
Thanks, Alice. And remember, if you'd like to hear more on this topic or have any questions, you can join us on our website or social media. Until next time, stay informed.